107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is great to check in once again with Jess Jaritsma and Shay Harrit with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department as we've got Canada Day fast approaching. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us back.
It seems like it was just yesterday we were chatting.
I know. Time is flying.
It is. Time is flying. Canada Day celebrations coming up. Although, just before coming up, Canada Day's on a Tuesday this year. That just feels weird. I don't know.
Kind of disappointing, to be honest. But
I'm sure some will make it a long weekend into that.
Exactly.
Shall we say. But we, of course, want to play it safe. And campfires tops our list of things to chat about getting into a long weekend or Canada Day celebrations, Jess.
Yeah, it's just kind of a sort of thing most people will have or do if they're camping or even in their backyard. So there's a few things you got to be aware of with a campfire. It can potentially get out of control. So we just want to make sure that we keep our campfire small and that we're always attending the campfire. If we know we're going to leave or shut it down for the night, we want to make sure that we put it out either with some water or even some sand is, you can use that as well. So just making sure that we're keeping at that safe distance also away from things. So usually about 25 feet or more from any fences, overhanging branches, that kind of thing. So we don't spread the fire.
Yeah, those campfires, again, if left unattended, they can get out of control pretty quickly. And we should also, again, spotlight, we've had fairly dry weather recently. So that plays into effect in terms of campfire safety.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, a small fire can become a big fire very quickly, right? If we're not keeping an eye on it, it can spread, especially if we're doing it on maybe a windier night. We should always be cognizant of the weather when we're doing it as well and which way the smoke is blowing. Especially if you are in town, you want to just make sure that you check with your local fire department and bylaws to make sure that you are allowed to have a campfire and just be cognizant of your neighbors, right? If the smoke is blowing towards their houses, they're probably not going to be enjoying that as much as you are. So just be respectful and keep an eye on it.
Yeah, and just play it safe. And can we segue into, of course, Canada Day celebrations and fireworks in terms of safety around fireworks with regards to regulations and that sort of thing, Jess?
Yeah, again, with fireworks, it's make sure you check with your local fire department and bylaws. Not every township or city does allow them. If you are setting them off, obviously making sure you're buying them from a reputable source. Most places have to be licensed by the municipality or town in order to sell fireworks. So that would be a part of that inspection process, making sure the fireworks are legal fireworks to set off. And again, just make sure you're being safe with it. Have some water nearby to put the fireworks out. Make sure that children, pets, and anything like that are well enough away so that nobody gets hurt during the process.
All right. Again, we're talking about Canada Day safety and more with Jess Jaritsma and Shay Harrit with Perth West and Perth East Fire Department. And before we move on, I think we talked about this last time for campfires. Your marshmallows or your s'mores? For the campfire or just marshmallows?
We think said s'mores because I think it was like hot dogs or s'mores. And we definitely went with s'mores.
Okay, but not just marshmallows. You got to do the whole package.
The whole nine yards. And just remember, marshmallows can become flaming balls of hotness.
Right.
So no flinging the marshmallows off the stick.
I think there's another story there somewhere. But Shay, would you agree on that one?
Agreed, for sure.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on to a very interesting topic that is really coming up in the news about lithium batteries. And it's something we don't, like, we hear about lithium batteries, but we really don't know what they're all about or some of the dangers that they can impose, if you will.
Yeah, lithium-ion batteries are actually in a lot of items that you may not actually be aware of. Some of them are your phones, tablets, laptops, e-scooters, cars now are getting batteries in them. And the thing about them is that they can get really hot and overheat and go into something called thermal runaway. So it's a lot of energy stored in one small space. So we want to make sure that when we are charging any device with a lithium-ion battery that you're using the appropriate battery, the appropriate charging cord. And if it is overheating or getting hot, it's best to unplug it, take it outside, and just make sure that it cools down.
Okay, yeah, that's a great advice right there. And we think of things like, oh, maybe you've just got an old cell phone and that's the problem, but that might not necessarily be the case. Is that fair to say?
No, definitely not. All it's just not completely old cell phones. It's any cell phone. And like Shay said, it powers many of our devices that we have in our homes that we're really not aware of. And it is becoming a bit of an issue because of the instance, like Shay said, of the thermal runaway. The battery overheats, and essentially what it does is it causes it to either catch on fire or even potentially explode. And the really big problem with it is that it's toxic gases. Hydrogen fluoride is the big one that comes off of those, which is really terrible for you. You don't want to inhale that. So if you do, like Shay said, have a device that is overheating, you want to make sure that you take it out to a safe place. And when she mentioned the cords, I actually had an incident with my daughter. We had a cord in our house, and she had plugged in the iPad with it. Wasn't the cord that was meant for it, and it did overheat and catch a little bit of fire, and her sweater was against it and actually almost caught on fire. Thankfully, my mom was there at the time, and everything was okay, but it just goes to show that these cords that aren't meant for the devices can overheat very quickly, and something can turn into a pretty disastrous situation.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that that situation was rectified or didn't get more serious, but there's an example right there how quickly that can happen. So it's a good idea. Again, you know, we talk about leaving these cell phones or iPads or whatever you're charging overnight, maybe not such a good idea for overnight, or just keep an eye on it as best you can.
Yeah, we really don't recommend charging it overnight, and especially we see a lot of the times, and I don't want to pinpoint them, but teenagers will keep their phones in their bedroom and they'll put them on their beds or underneath their pillows.
Oh gosh.
That in itself just, it kind of scares us, right? It can easily catch on fire, and if you're sleeping, it can get out of, especially on a soft surface with combustible sheets and pillows and that kind of thing, it can get out of control pretty quickly. So definitely never on a soft surface, and making sure that you are trying to just charge it during the day when you're around and can keep an eye on it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And again, those cords, how often have you seen someone with a cord that's got, you know, how much duct tape around it or frayed? So from what you're saying, that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it definitely is. If you have to duct tape your cord, the cord needs to go in the garbage.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much. And as we've talked about with lithium ion batteries, they're in it's not just phones. They're in more and more things, including cars and bikes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Cars is the big one too, right? Because that becomes a bigger situation, because the bigger the batteries, the bigger the heat or explosion that comes off of those batteries and fire. And the thing with it is that they can actually reignite after they've been put out. It actually takes a fair amount of water, like thousands and thousands of gallons, to actually put out an EV fire. And so after that, once you think it's out, it can actually reignite. It's happened sort of in salvage yards after the car gets taken, and it reignites in the salvage yard like days later.
Okay.
Definitely some things to look into with lithium ion batteries. Like I said, it's kind of an emerging thing. We're just starting to see this trend come about. So definitely take the time to learn about it, right?
Exactly, exactly. Great info with Jess and Shay with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And wrapping up our conversation, let's talk about home escape plan tips, home or at the cottage, we should say. Yeah.
Home escape planning is super important, whether you're at home, at your cottage, at your trailer, or even if you're on vacation at a hotel or a motel. You just want to really know where those exits are if you're unfamiliar with them. Locate them, make sure the door's open, make sure that you'll be able to get out, make sure that there are working smoke alarms, test them, and have everybody in the family know the plan.
Yeah, exactly. And we're talking home and cottage, because you think, the cottage, I don't need to worry about that. That's, you know, but you do.
Yeah, definitely have your functioning smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms if needed.
It makes a huge difference. So we'll share that, of course, on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And this has been a busy time for Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. I think it was just recently youngsters from Upper Thames Elementary School dropped by. Is that right?
Yeah, we had the kindergartens come to see us back in May. And then just last week, we had the grade ones come and visit us. So lots of kids. We have lots of activities for them in the station. Teach them a lot about fire safety. So smoke alarms, home escape planning. We let them go through our inflatable fire safety house, which is a lot of fun for them because they get to kind of simulate jumping out a window, which is kind of cool, even though we don't recommend that. And then obstacle courses, spraying the hose. So just lots of fun activities, engaging them. We really like having the little fire safety learners come in, and they're just so eager.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Again, we'll share all the links and details with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Some great safety tips there for Canada Day celebrations. And again, just before we let you go, we know you like s'mores. Shay, for summer fun, when you're kicking back, relaxing, what do you like to do for the summertime? What's your favorite thing off the top?
Going to the beach, definitely. Getting in the water and staying cool.
Nice. And Jess?
I'm pretty much the same. We got cottage as well, and we love the beach. Kids love the beach, so some of our favorite pastimes.
Okay, I think we're heading to the beach.
Awesome.
Jess Duritsma and Shay Harrod with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Play it safe. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.